Despite being reduced to 10 men midway through the second half, Derry City gave a fine display at home to Dundalk on Friday night, narrowly failing to hang on to a 2-1 lead. A deflected shot in the 5th minute of stoppage time at the end of the game gave the visitors a point. Derry had a good goal ruled offside in the 26th minute. Rory Patterson broke down the inside left channel and took Barry McNamee's pass in his stride before lobbing the keeper with an inch-perfect shot. Curtis Byrne ran free from the halfway line with the ball for Dundalk on the half hour, and Aaron Barry chased him all the way and did enough to put him off with a great tackle on the edge of the Derry box. Byrne had more success in front of goal a minute before the break. He took advantage of some static Derry defending and steered a good shot beyond the keeper for 1-0. From the restart, Derry levelled the score. Barry McNamee was given time and space to pass two defenders before scoring from close range. This is a much improved Derry City team, and despite having so many young players, they take the field without fear and try to play creative football. This was evident in the 52nd minute when Michael Duffy put Derry 2-1 up. McNamee was the provider with a pass from midfield, and Duffy ran to about 30 yards from goal before striking a right foot shot which Peter Cherry in the Dundalk goal never got near. Patrick Magallini freed Mark Timlin with a defence splitting pass on the hour. The Dundalk keeper was quick off his line and got to the ball just ahead of Timlin and stopped what would have been a certain Derry goal. The highlight of the game came in the 70th minute. Derry captain Cliff Byrne was shown a straight red card after Dundalk's Patrick Hoban went down in the middle of the Derry half. The referee went to the linesmen at the Southend Park stand, and after a few words he produced the card. Derry played well despite the loss of their captain, and it was only that deflected shot by Richie Toyle that shared the points with Dundalk. After the game, I spoke to the Derry boss, Peter Hutton.
Peter, you must feel really hard done by.
Yeah, to say the least. Yeah, we just said there, we're absolutely gutted that we didn't get something or 3 points from the game. I thought we thoroughly deserved the 3 points, to be quite honest. Day man, each and every player, substitute included, who I thought were exceptional and worked their socks off, and for their efforts, I thought they deserved more.
So you go down to 10 men in the second half. Nobody that sat around me could tell us what happened. Straight red card for the captain, and nobody knows why.
No, exactly, and nor does anybody else, barring the Dundalk player who was shouting and roaring. But I mean, how they came to that decision is beyond me. I mean, the referee never seen it, nor had the linesmen, none of them flagged. So how they came to that conclusion then is baffling, to say the least.
It must be really hard to take when you're playing so well against a top team and you get hit by a sucker punch for what seems like no reason.
Exactly. I mean, it was a turning point in the game. It was a massive call by the referee, to be quite honest. And as again, I would like to know from him how he came to that decision. When none of the linesmen or his assistants flagged it up. So, as I say, it's very, very disappointing.
So you go a goal down and you think, going to cave in here, and then you centre the ball and you equalise.
No, well,
straight away.
Exactly, but I didn't think we were going to cave in. I thought we responded extremely well, which we did down in Sligo too previously to the break. We responded well, and it's just showing the character in the team now. It's starting to develop. They're starting to get a wee bit more resilient, and so no, I was delighted at the response. I thought it would have been unfair if we had went on 1-0 down at the break. So delighted with Barry got the equaliser. And again, for his application tonight too, he thoroughly deserved his goal.
So you come on at half time. What are you telling the boys?
Just to keep at it. Just keep doing what they've been doing. They were working extremely hard, closing Dundalk down, stopping them playing. But also when we did have it, I thought we had some very good passages of play and created some great chances. I would like to see Rory Patterson's goal again too, because from where I were, it didn't look like it was offside. And exceptional bit of movement with Barry McNamee, great pass, great movement by Rory, and exquisite finish. So I would like to see whether that was genuinely offside or not too.
So that was a stunning goal disallowed, but you did have a stunning goal. They put you 2-1 in front.
Yep, fantastic strike by young Michael Duffy, and that just epitomises what he's about. Fantastic quality in the final third, and it was a strike worthy of winning any game, but unfortunately it didn't get us the 3 points tonight.
So you get to the end of the match and you've had a word with the players when you've come off a pitch. What are you saying to them?
Just basically in a nutshell, that's they can take a lot of positives from it, and that's really the standard they've set themselves for the rest of the season. I thought we were very, very good for the vast majority of the game, and But it's important how we build on that. We don't just sort of rest on our laurels and rest on our laurels and take the pats in the back. I mean, they can be rightfully so very disappointed and deflated tonight, but we have a big game Thursday now, so we have to get the heads up.